Thanks for calling customer support. This is Rosalind speaking. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
71101.
71101?
Yes.
And can I have your first and last name, please?
Kathy with a K, Turner.
Okay, Ms. Turner, allow me 1 second to pull up that account. Okay, so I have that account located, and for security purposes, can I have you verify your address, please?
625 Jordan Street, apartment 111, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71101.
Thank you. And are you calling in reference to the Focus watch as well as the warranty for $597 and $1894 on the 12th of May?
Well, that is okay, but I just got a bill for $64.97.
Okay, so when you made this purchase initially, you signed up for a 14-day trial. The $597 was for the shipping and handling, and like I said, the $1894 was for the second watch as well as the warranty. If you didn't call us back within those 14 days to let us know that you wanted to close this subscription, then they billed you the full amount for those products.
Well, I only got one watch, so I don't know what happened to the second one. And do I return it to get this money back?
That is an option, but I wouldn't want to lose you as a customer. So could I?
I can't afford $65.
Right. So what I was about to say was if I offered you a 35% discount to these charges, so that would be 35% back, and you just keep the watch, would that be okay?
No, I'll send the watch back because I can't afford this at all. Give me a return address, please.
Okay, even if I gave you a 50% discount back?
No, I can't afford it. I am on Social Security, and it hardly makes – I can hardly do it. Now, I thought that the $5.98 shipping handling was that going to be the charge. It was free for a survey I took. That was my understanding. All I had to pay was the shipping and handling. So, and I only got one watch anyway. So, no, I want to get all of my money back. I will send this watch back. Give me an address to send it to.
Okay. So that'll be 105. S as in stop. E as in echo. R as in rainbow. R as in rainbow. A as in apple. The next word is way, so that's W-A-Y as in yellow.
Okay.
Number 179. This will be in milpitas, so that's M as in mouth. I as in igloo. L as in lake. P as in park. I as in igloo. T as in Tom, A as in apple, S as in snake, and this will be in California.
Okay.
The zip code is 95035.
Okay. So I'll send this back, and y'all will refund all that money.
Yes, ma'am, but allow me 1 second because I have to generate you an RMA number.
Okay, hold on. Got hold.
Okay. Okay. Just let me know when you're ready for that RMA number.
Okay, hold on just a minute. I was
okay.
Cooking cookies with my granddaughter, so hold on. I got to get back to my pad and pencil.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, what's that number? And what's this number?
It's RMA.
RMA, okay. Return
so
merchandise.
Right. 532-297-790-1577.
Okay, that's 532-297-790-1577.
Yes, ma'am. And so right now what I'm going to do is go ahead and issue you 50% back on these charges of $64.97. That'll be, let me see. So that'll be $47.49 going back into your account as of right now. You'll see that within 3 to 5 business days. Once that merchandise has been returned, well, let me put it this way. Once you send it back, allow it 3 days for our warehouse to get it back. You're going to call us and provide us with the tracking number that they gave you when you sent it back. And that's how we can track that package and know that we received it back, and then we'll give you that other 50%.
Okay. Call with tracking number.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I need to send it by, like, UPS, FedEx, or just regular mail?
Whoever, now that's optional to you. We personally ship through USPS, but that's optional to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything
I appreciate
else I can assist you with on today?
No, that's got me taken care of. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.